Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, radio friends. Welcome to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We appreciate you tuning in today, and we have got a trio from the church. They're lined up and ready to sing, and so they're going to be singing I Know a Man That Can. And then after that, we're going to go right into the message on Proverbs chapter 13 and verse number 1, where it says, a wise son heareth his father's instruction, but a scorner heareth not rebuke. Hope it's a blessing as you listen today.
I can't take a heart that's broken and make it over again, but I know a man who can. And I can't take a soul that's sin sick and make it white as the snow.
Turn with me to the book of Proverbs, chapter number 13. The Bible said this, a wise son heareth his father's instruction. I want to read that one more time. A wise son heareth his father's instruction, but a scorner heareth not rebuke. I want to ask you a question about your spiritual life. And maybe why about your church life? What are you learning? What are you learning? Once again, the text tonight, a wise son heareth his father's instruction. And if you're not learning, then why are you not learning? Maybe there's a stumbling block in your way. If there's a reason, there has to be a reason why you're not learning. Now, I can't judge you. I can only judge you by your outward appearance. based upon what I can see, but that can be a lie. Your outward appearance can be a lie. And so sometimes the outward appearance looks good, but the inward man is corrupt. And so all you see on the outside is that good-looking Christian, but what were you really, if you really dig deep, what there is there, is the truth is there, is there's a corrupt individual who's put a suit of Christian on. When it comes to growth, there's got to be a reason. If you're not growing, there's got to be a reason why you're not growing. And I want to address that tonight. I believe it's something important for us. I don't want any church member, I don't want any person who is in the ministry here to be in a place where you're not growing. If you're not growing, there's something wrong, all right? There's something wrong. And if it was a kid that was not growing, we'd take them to the doctor. And so there's got to be a reason why you're not growing. Let's get to the root of it tonight. Let's find out what the problem is, amen, and find out why that you're not growing. There's got to be a reason. Let's look at the text one more time. A wise son heareth his father's instruction, but a scorner heareth not rebuke. Now, the first thing that we see here is this. We see, first of all, in verse number one, the son's relationship. Notice this. A relationship that is spoken of here is between a father and a son. Y'all see that? There's a relationship between a father and a son. So for just a moment, let's think about this. Let's think that we're all in a classroom, okay? You're in a classroom and the teacher's up teaching, the student's at his desk, and what is the student supposed to be doing? Listening, but the intent of listening is to do what? Learn. So if you're not listening, then how can you ever learn? So let me ask you a question. In the text, who would you say would be the teacher? Okay, most would say the father. Now, how many tonight would say the son's the one doing the teaching? Well, maybe tonight the reason why that you can't learn is because you've got your relationship out of whack. You're trying to be the father and you just need to be the son. So what's happening in the text is simply this. Sometimes we think that we know it all, right? Sometimes we think that we've got our life under control. Sometimes we think we've got the tiger by the tail, amen. But in the truth of the matter is, we don't. In fact, if it was left up to me, this whole world's a mess. I mean, it would be a mess. I mean, there's no way that I could keep it under control. That's why I have a father. And if you're going to grow in wisdom tonight, if you're going to grow in the Christian life, you better know your relationship with God, and you better make sure that relationship is correct. Is the reason why that you can't grow tonight based on the fact that your relationship's out of whack? You're trying to be the father and not the son. All right, now let's look for just a moment. Listen. According to the text, the father is the teacher, so the son is the student. So when it comes to relationship, who is teaching us about eternal life? Me or God? God is teaching us. So in light of that, the church, our heavenly father, is the teacher, and we are the students. Now, not only is the verse dealing with the relationship between them, well, I could go on that all night long. Do you know the reason why the people go to hell? Because they don't have the right relationship. They don't have a relationship with Jesus. That's why the people are going to die and go to hell, amen, one of these days. That relationship is wrong. Do you know the reason why that they would die and go to hell? Because they won't listen to the teacher. Do you know the reason why that they will not heed is because they got it all figured out, and so they're going to reject the truth. They're going to reject what the teacher says. And so what's going to happen is this. Their relationship is wrong, and that's going to cost them their eternal life. Sad, isn't it? Because it's so simple. Y'all hear? Amen? It's so simple. If a four-year-old can get saved, why can't an 80-year-old get saved? And I tell you the reason why. That relationship is wrong. Now, the next thing I see here is this. Notice the son's retention. A wise son heareth his father's instruction, but a scorner heareth not rebuke. Now, the word retention by definition means the fact of keeping something in one's memory. I would say if I did a poll right now of what I preached on this morning, a lot of you people would be able to tell me maybe the idea and the gist of what I said, but most of you might not even be able to go to the scripture to which I used. Our retention is horrible. God's laid this upon my heart, and it's bothering me because what I'm seeing is this. I'm seeing in churches, not just this one, but I'm seeing it in churches where people are coming to church, they're coming to sit on a pew, and they're there for the singing, they're there for the preaching, but then they go home no different than when they came because there's no retention. There's no learning. You're not getting anything. And it's not because of the lack of preaching. It's not because of the lack of a Bible reading. It's not the lack of those things. It's because you will not get that relationship right, and you will not retain anything. Now listen, let me ask you a question. If I was going to tell you how to take the pistons out of a motor, you might want to take notes on that. Okay, so for instance, let's say this. Let's say that I'm going to tell you, Brother Corey, how to do a brake job on your wife's car, and if you miss one bolt, it could cost her her life, and it would be on you the rest of your life. You might want to take notes. May I say to you, listen, retention. We're losing retention. Look. How many? Every Sunday school teacher, stand up, please. You guys are the teacher. Now, can I say this to you? How many of you guys actually see your students getting it, taking notes, and walking home different than when they came? It's because we don't have that retention right. Something's wrong. We've got to apply better. Amen. You can be seated. Thank you so much for standing. Amen. I appreciate what you do. Listen, notice again, the word retention by definition means the fact of keeping something in one's memory. So when it comes to the father's instruction, it is the son's responsibility to gather as much information that he possibly can so that he can be wise. A wise man is going to retain as much information as he possibly can from the man of wisdom. The reason why, Brother Eddie, the reason why that it's so important for us to retain as much as we can is because that man of wisdom is not always going to be there. And so one of these days, you're going to be the one that stands in the place of wisdom. Well, you're going to be the one feeding other people with wisdom. And so you better be ready when it comes to the time of taking everything you can from your mentors. You better grab as much stuff. Young people, you better grab as much stuff as you possibly can. Now, not only do we see that the son's relationship, the son's retention, but we also see the responsibility for the rejection of the father's instruction. Notice what the text says again. A wise son heareth his father's instruction. Now, if you're wise, you'll do what? That's right. If you're wise, you'll hear. But if you're unwise, you're someone who's not listening, someone who's not paying attention. The Bible says this, the Bible calls you a scorner, but a scorner heareth not rebuke. Now, when it comes to church, I feel like that the world has conditioned you. For instance, in a setting like this, when I say that the world has conditioned you, what I mean by that is this. When you come into an auditorium like this, and you come into a pew or a seat like this, the world has conditioned you to sit back and be entertained. This is not a show. This is not a show. No, this place right here is not a place of entertainment. No, this place is a place of instruction. This is a classroom. We are taught, listen, not just you are taught by the Word of God, but I'm taught too, amen, while I'm here. This is not, what I'm saying is the world has conditioned you, Satan has conditioned you, and so that's why your ears are not listening to what man's being taught, because you've been conditioned to rest during that time of entertainment. This ain't the couch. This is the classroom. We can dare it on down. This is the war room. It's where we prepare for battle to go out there to fight the war. Amen. And you're going to fight it tomorrow. And the way that you fight that battle is you retain what you retain. You take what you learn tonight and you go stand up in the morning and you wait on the devil and you just knock the living soup out of him with something that you got tonight. You say, I can't preach. Well, God can. Amen. And God can do it through your righteousness, through your holiness, through your living. God can do those things. So this is the classroom.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app, where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.